Once it becomes clear to the group that most of us share the same wishes, we might ask the obvious question. If we all want basically the same kind of Christmas, what keeps us from celebrating this way? A technique that works well with a large group is less and more. Let's compare our real-life celebrations to our fantasy ones. Then think of one thing that there is more of in our fantasy, and one thing that there is less of in our fantasy. Then we go around the room and ask people to state these observations in as few words as possible, such as, more love, less work. More time, less pressure. More spirituality, less materialism. We did this once in a workshop of 100 people, and the results were quite dramatic. People were expressing the very same wish in slightly different words. Here are some further discussion topics. 1. Which elements of our fantasy reflect wishful thinking? 2. Which elements of our fantasy are doable? 3. How do advertisers exploit the universal Christmas dream? Additional topics for church groups. 1. If we haven't done so already, have the members of our group share the spiritual elements of our fantasies. 2. Have members talk about the parts of our fantasies that show concern for people outside our circle of friends and family. 3. Ask the group if our fantasies automatically included some of the preconditions for spirituality mentioned in the 7th section of the inventory. That is, time alone, time spent in a worship community, a relaxed and unhurried pace to the celebration, meditation or prayer, reading from the Bible, and being in a natural setting. To hear the discussion questions again, go back one track. Pause the CD until the discussion has ended.